This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, May 1. Who am I? Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Throughout history, human beings have grappled with three fundamental questions. Who am I? Where do I fit in? What am I supposed to do? These questions have gnawed at us since ancient times. They have shaped our understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. At the core of these lies the question of identity as we try to figure out who we really are. Our world today often tells us we have the power to mold our identity and shape our destiny as we see fit. It claims that we are in control and we can decide who we want to be. But that notion is flawed. We haven't created ourselves, so we do not have the authority to make those claims. According to God, our identity is intricately linked to Him as our Creator. We are created in His image, made to reflect His character and values in all we do. This month, let's explore the idea of personal identity. Identity is the thing that most clearly defines us. It's tied to our worth, value, and significance. Without a clear sense of identity, we drift aimlessly through life. We become restless, rootless, and fruitless. When we know who we are, however, we have a firm foundation. We gain the stability we need in order to navigate changes and challenges in life and to become who we are created to be. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for not leaving us on our own. Thank you for revealing that our true identity is found in you. Help us to reflect your image in our living each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.